This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Mr. Chris Sachs from ThinkStack talking about increased threats of cyber attacks in the U.S. following the invasion of Ukraine. And this is something that Chris says is very real, as we've seen on the news as well, that again, this is a very real thing and it could affect credit unions as well. So Chris is here to talk about all of that and more. Oh my gosh, what a timely topic and what a dangerous topic this is as well. So credit unions, listen up. Chris has got some great advice for you guys, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and we're in a little bit different studio this time around. We're actually at the GAC in Washington, D.C., and we're set up here in our studio lounge, and in our very first interview actually is being done via Zoom, of all things. So it's Mr. Chris Sachs from ThinkStack. Chris, how are you?
Great, Mike. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing great. Yeah, better now that you're here, and we are talking about something that is uber timely, and that is the increased threats of cyber attacks in the U.S. following the invasion of Ukraine, as we all been like glued to the TVs watching what's going on and just are just, you know, I think we're all just kind of in awe of what's going on. So, and for lack of a better term, there's lots and lots of terms out there I'm sure we could use, but we'll keep it politically correct on this one. So yeah, I think we're all just like, you know, our jaws are on the ground watching what's going on over there. So it's so unfortunate. But anyway, absolutely. So Chris, yeah, you're here to talk about the threat of cyber attacks, which we've been hearing a lot about as well. So tell me about what's the latest going on there. And then, you know, obviously the potential for what could happen over here with the cyber attacks.
Sure. So, I mean, certainly we're seeing a tremendous uptick, not just globally. As we know, Ukraine has been hit increasingly. Just this morning, Iran has gotten involved as well. They have a big cybersecurity team that can be pretty pervasive, and they're going to join forces with Russia to use cyber as a way to impact things. So starting to look continually, unfortunate as we think about cyber. But you know, as it relates to the United States, Russia's been here for a long time. We see, you know, pretty constantly, consistently, the majority of cyber attacks are stemmed from, you know, from Russia. So they're certainly good at it. They've been in our systems for a long time. If you look at the recent attacks, SolarWinds, Colonial Pipeline, JBS was the beef company. There's others. That was all Russia. They have the chops to cause disruption, certainly steal data, which they've done in the past. But more importantly, and I think what makes this even more unique, is not just the geopolitical, you know, impact of them increasing their attacks against the sanctions, you know, as they're upset with that, but more importantly, is it really changes the way that they can attack. And what I mean by that is, most of the time when a hacker goes in and does something, they're doing it with the intention of stealing something, stealing mm-hmm. data, yeah. or locking you out to do ransomware to raise capital, or stealing your credit cards to sell them on the dark web. There's usually some motive that is monetary. In this case, the motive is just disruption, cause panic, cause impact.
Really?
And when you look at that, yeah, that is a lot easier to do. If I don't have to steal your data, I could do an attack that could disrupt your online banking and make it so that you can't get in there. I could flood your network. So it's just a little bit different when the outcome may be just simply disruption mm-hmm. as opposed to theft. It kind of opens the door to a broader set of cyber attacks that somebody could use against us. And if you think about that, what does that do, right? That could really impact the way we deliver services to our members. Scary thought.
Oh, completely, yeah. And that kind of brings me to my next question, the nice segue there for credit unions impact. You know, what does this mean for credit unions? What should they be doing? What should they be looking out for? What is the threat? I mean, is it pretty much, it's not if, it's when type of thing, or what's the status?
We've seen, so we have just to give you an idea, we have a 24/7 SOC that monitors all of our credit union security. Mm-hmm. We have seen a huge increase in the attempts of attacks.
Oh, really?
So gosh. We've already seen it. certainly not just Russia, but other people are going to ride this wave too, right? So other hackers are going to say, hey, there's more disruption. Why not jump in? Yeah. So we've already seen the increase. We've seen new attacks. There's one right now that's erasing data. We're seeing more ransomware. So there's already been an increase of activity. When it comes to credit unions, I think what's interesting is credit unions on one hand, I think have proven that we've done a better job than probably most of the rest of commercial businesses, which is good. And I think that's one check in the positive direction mm-hmm. for regulations. It's credit unions have invested in it. However, where we see when we go in and work with credit unions, their biggest weakness is not so much that they haven't invested in the security infrastructure, but that there's actually a false sense of security. Regulations can do that if you think about it, right? So imagine the NCUA says, hey, here's the 20 things you have to do. And by the way, it's a lot more than 20, but here's the 20 things that you have to do. And they go out and they buy a tool for all of those things. It gives you this sense of security, like I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do from a cybersecurity perspective, so I must be in good shape. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the reality is it's all about the orchestration of those 20 things that really make cybersecurity work. And so if you don't practice that, and if you don't have a team of people that is using all of that cybersecurity investment to collaborate and coordinate what they're seeing, then it really can be a wasted investment. It's a bunch of tools that may be telling you things, but if you don't have anyone there watching it, then you don't know what it's telling you and you don't know what's happening. And so that's a little bit of the fear, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So what are the likely costs of cyber attacks for businesses, particularly in credit unions, if they do get hit here? Because before you said it's not just like stealing stuff. They just want to disrupt stuff and just be a pain in the neck, basically. So what are some possible costs here? Obviously lost data and things like that, or, you know.
I mean, I think usually the biggest cost that we see, like, you know, some in the ransomware space is probably some of the more costly issues. And really that becomes downtime, and, you know, a loss of the ability to do business. And that can have a couple of different impacts. Obviously it can issue the ability mm-hmm. to open new accounts, to open new loans. So certainly it would have obviously a monetary impact, but it could mm-hmm. also have a real reputation impact. Right now consumers are very knowledgeable about the importance of data protection. And if your organization can't protect that properly and they see you get hit and that gets hit, you know, put out in the news, that can really take a reputational impact pretty damaging. And it's hard to quantify the exact money. It really does depend. I mean, I think most credit unions could probably sit down and say, imagine if we couldn't conduct business for a week, mm-hmm. what would that cost you? I think you could probably do that math, and it's a lot. And that's ignoring future penalties, fines, things such as that, you know, for the theft of data. So certainly those come into play, but just the pure downtime and loss of revenue, loss mm-hmm. of growth and loss of reputation are the most impactful costs.
So the message to members here is from a credit union would be what? There's a possibility of something happening. Be prepared. You know, it's pretty remote, but just in case, is that something that might be a message for credit unions to give to their members?
Yeah. Yeah. I think some education to the members is important. The biggest thing that I would say right now is just be skeptical, right? Any email that you get, if it's asking you to click on a link or do something like that, I would just suggest to our clients, like, just be skeptical, mm-hmm. right? Pick up the phone and call us if you're unclear. But before you click on a link or do something, there's also a lot out there that we're seeing in social media too. So it's not just emails, right? People will go out and do fake job postings that look like the credit union's hiring. They can do fake mobile banking apps. They can look like the credit union, but in reality, it's someone stealing your login credentials. So there's a lot of attacks out there. If it relates to your credit union, I would tell people to really be skeptical and mm-hmm. find ways to communicate effectively to let people know if there is something like that that's coming. you know, let them know ahead of time, say, hey, in a little bit, you're going to get an email. It's going to ask you to do this. And, you know, by and large, to the extent that you can avoid that, I would try to avoid that. So yeah, I think just sharing with your membership to be clear, recommend.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff for sure. Hey, just for fun, last question for you. Can't we do something to these people? Can't we turn the tables on the cyber attacks? And because I read, like, the day after it happened, there's this group called, I'm sure you've heard of them, they're called Anonymous, and they shut down his TV network or something like that over there. So having said that, is there something that, I mean, this is not even credit union related, but I know you're right, kind of an expert in this area, but why can't we turn the tables on this guy? We have some smart people over here.
We can. I actually just did an interview on TV, and Maryland, where I sit, and you know, right next to where the GAC is really the center of all of cybersecurity for the whole world. You have Fort Meade, you have the Cyber Alliance, you have everything that is going on cybersecurity wise is sitting right here. And thankfully, we have the best cybersecurity programs and teams in the whole world, and they're absolutely doing that. So they can't tell us what they're doing, Mike, but they're doing really good things. And I think there's a real opportunity for credit unions too. And I don't mean to, you know, not totally answer your question, but I think there's an opportunity right now to look at times like this and have the credit union industry really differentiate themselves in the same way, kind of attack the rest of, you know, fintechs and banks and some of these people, say, hey, we take this seriously and really brand this, you know, come bring your money to us and your data to us because we take it really seriously. I think there's an opportunity to kind of attack the rest of banking in our you know, country and differentiate themselves through collaboration and protection of the supply chain too. So I like the idea, I guess, of going on the aggressive. Like, how do we take this and let's not be defensive, let's be offensive right now. And you know, I hope we do that you know, federally to protect our borders virtually. But I also hope that credit unions can really take this as an opportunity to do something better.
Yeah, no doubt. Proactive is the key word here for sure. Stay ahead of everything. So yeah, good stuff. Anything else to add, Chris? I mean, we could talk for hours on this, I know, but I know you got a lot of stuff to do on your plate. So,
yeah, but, yeah, it's been really popular.
Yeah.
You know, there's the last thing I'll say is CISA is the national organization for cybersecurity in a country. But if you just Google CISA, they have some really great recommendations that businesses can do. You know, certainly we have stuff that we're working with or putting stuff out there, but take a look at those best practices, talk to your security teams, talk to your vendors, and just make sure you're doing as much as you can right now. This threat is real. You know, I don't like to be one of those panic cybersecurity people, but I can tell you it's real. And I hope that everybody goes back and at least, you know, has a conversation with their respective teams and make sure you're prepared.
Yep. Good message, sir. Good message. All right, Chris, I'm going to let you get back at it. Appreciate the time and the insights as well. Really timely stuff here, Chris. So thank you. Appreciate it. And be well. Be safe in this. All right. Get some sleep too.
Absolutely. Hopefully. Thanks, Mike. Enjoy GAC.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.